When Whole Foods moved to its new location on Landmark Drive, that left the old space vacant in the Redstone area. Putt said reportedly the new tenant there will be Home Goods, a home decor business.
We're happy to see the space being occupied again. Obviously, we don't like to see any vacant business spaces and dark windows in the area. So I'm personally unfamiliar with this particular store, but I'm told by many inside the department and inside my house that it's a great store. So hopefully it'll start opening up here soon.
Elsewhere at the Junction, a new building has been constructed to the south of Del Taco. Putt said the planning staff is as curious as anybody to see who will go into the space. It's a commercial building of 5,000 square feet.
It's a commercial shell. We haven't been approached with a tenant for that building. A lot of rumors associated with that. Heard potentially a restaurant and a couple of different restaurants going in there, but as of today, no request for either a tenant finish or a request for a business license. And when I say a tenant finish, what's been approved is a building permit for a commercial shell, the outside of the building. Once there is a finalization of who the tenant will be, they will come back in and submit an additional building permit for the interior construction and the interior improvements, and that would be done in conjunction with a building permit.
As spring arrives, the melting snows will show the sometimes bare landscaping in front of the commercial parcels along Highway 224. Putt said that has drawn comments from residents and Snyderville planning commissioners. As part of their revamp of the basin master plan, they will likely be looking at their landscaping requirements.
I think it could definitely use some revisiting and some updating, not just from the requirement for, the amount of material, but with all of the development that has gone around regionally, I think perhaps we've forgotten, deprioritized our landscaping requirements to make sure that we're getting the right plant material that's appropriate for this climate and the right amount and the right technology when it comes to providing that plant material water. That just needs to be updated, and that's actually on our list of things to take back to the Planning Commission.
Finally, there's a new building going up at the Bill White Farm along 224. The construction is new, but the approval is not.
That is an office building that was approved by the Planning Commission a couple of years ago. The commission, as part of the low-impact permit and historic restoration of the old Rasmussen house and some of the smaller outbuildings, approved a office building. I believe it could be up to 10,000 square feet. I think this particular proposal is shy of that overall amount, but that was something that went through the entitlement process a couple of years back.
County Development Director Pat Putt. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.